Blog Talk Radio.
Special segment of the New Day Show. Today we are doing a very, very special segment, as I just said, and you will be hearing very shortly from a very, very special person, and that person is the mighty Jingsu out of Jamaica. Oh, well, you know, I probably will sound a little biased this morning because the mighty Jingsu, he is not only a reggae, a new rising star reggae artist, he happens to be my nephew. So for those of you who have been watching all my social media sites over the past month or so, you notice his press release there, and he just released his first single. So, I'm just a very proud auntie. So if I sound a little biased this morning, please do forgive me. So the mighty Jingsu, good morning. How are you?
Yeah, I'm okay, Aunt Daphne. How are you?
I am wonderful. I am experiencing a beautiful sunny morning here in Connecticut, but I know it is nothing like you are experiencing there in Jamaica. What is the weather like this morning?
Nice.
All right.
Sunny. Yeah, it's beautiful.
I bet you're outside. I bet you're not inside the house.
No, I'm kind of inside. The outside on our pear tree.
Oh, please, don't even mention the pear. People,
yeah.
For those of
I'm trying
you
to say avocado.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. The people who don't know what pear is, it's avocado. Mm-hmm. And we don't get them as nice here as they are. Occasionally, when I get to the store, I look around for the ones that they say got here from Florida, so that's the closest to whom I'm going to get. So I'm just so excited this morning. And before
yes, so
I forget, just give everybody my love when you get back inside. But
yeah, man.
Tell people, you know, I might be switching between DT and the Mighty Jingsu people because, I'm still getting accustomed to this rising star. And I am still seeing him as the little baby who came home from the hospital, and now he's a big rising superstar. So if you hear me occasionally shift over to DT, I'm talking to the same person. So introduce yourself to the people. Tell them as much as you want them to know about you.
What should I say? Let's put it like this. I'm born to a soldier man named Desmond Clark and a next woman named Maeveline Clark. She's from the country, from St. Anne, and my father is also from St. Mary, a next rural area in Jamaica. So I had a humble beginning, and my father being as a soldier, I grew up on a soldier base, a place called Newcastle in St. Andrew. So I always grew up in the mountains and always had a love for nature. mm-hmm. and peaceful surroundings. Mm-hmm. And always was used to discipline and order, you know.
Yeah.
So coming up as a young man still, so I got my freedom, because one of the things that I always loved was reading as a young boy. I always loved to read and I always loved to hear stories.
Mm-hmm.
So that was one of my influences in why I love to do storytelling now. And people always comment and say anytime they hear my poetry or the things that I sing about, they always say that it seems that I'm well-read or well-informed, and that is true, because I always love reading. I always
yes.
appreciate of it.
Yes, yes.
Mm-hmm.
That, you know, that is so right that you say that, because, you know, as a kid coming up, you always, you know, grab a book, sit next to somebody for somebody to read to you before you
mm-hmm.
knew how to read. And I remember it was like a blessing when you knew how to read, because you didn't have to depend on any of us to any longer read for you.
Yeah,
you were now independent to do that. And, you know, this is a great thing that you just say, because people look around and they see people excel in their career, and they tend to think people have overnight successes, but they don't understand the many years of commitment, even when
yeah.
nobody knew about these people. People
sure.
were working to perfect their craft. And
sure.
this is what
sure.
people have to understand. Don't ever give up on a dream that is in your heart. Just
mm-hmm.
keep working at it. And when the time is right, you're going to be
mm-hmm.
just be soaring like an eagle. And your time, you know, DT, your time is now, because you have put many years into what you have now just released as a single. People probably see it, but you've been doing your poetry, you know, for so many years.
Yeah, yeah,
and
yeah,
now
yeah.
you are ready to include the world in what you are doing. And it is such an amazing thing to see and an amazing experience.
Definitely. I would definitely give thanks for the experience, because,
mm-hmm.
there, you know, it's just like a book, you know, the book what they call The Secret.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, very important book for a lot of people to read, because it's important to visualize and always be positive in what you're doing.
Exactly.
You know, because where I am now, I always visualize myself in this position and doing what I'm
doing.
That's
right. That's right.
Always believing that I'm already there.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And,
mm-hmm.
you know, the secret, I tell people, for some of us, it's really not a secret, because this is what we have been living in our lives.
Yeah,
but for people
true.
Who really don't practice those habits, it is a secret
mm-hmm.
for them. And now
cool.
I'm excited that the secret is out, so that everybody can start practicing
mm-hmm.
and harnessing what it is that they are meant to do. So
mm-hmm.
before we continue in your poetry and your music and everything, let's talk about Rastafarian, because you weren't always a Rastafarian. And
mm-hmm.
it's funny, because I wanted to give the people a little joke, is that a couple of years ago when I was in Jamaica, and your mom and I and your nieces, we went shopping up at Halfway Tree.
Yeah.
And people, they look at me, they didn't look at me as visiting, but they thought your mom was
mm-hmm.
a visiting person. So all the
yeah.
people that were selling the trinkets and the jewelry and everything, they
yeah.
were rushing to her to buy, and hey, nobody paid me any attention. So Worm said to them, listen to me, man. My boy, Arasta, we live right here, so you don't have to send me on. She's the one that is a tourist. So it was amazing. So how has this newfound spirituality impact your life, being a Rastafarian?
In many ways, mind, spirit, and body, because the foundation of it, you know, is...
Mm-hmm.
is not we're not looking at it as a religion. We're looking at it as a way of life.
Mm-hmm.
Because it incorporates also how we eat.
Mm-hmm.
Because that was the first thing. Because if you health, we can't have wealth if we don't have health.
That's right. That's
See,
right.
So the first and the most foundation and thing is health. So that is the most important thing to I. And Rastafari was always preaching about ital food.
Mm-hmm.
No salt, you know, no
mm-hmm.
sugar,
mm-hmm.
you know, raw food,
mm-hmm.
you know, eating from the earth, farming,
mm-hmm.
all of
mm-hmm.
these things, organic food. And
right.
a lot of the times, you don't know, Rastafari was a thing that was looked down upon in Jamaica.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Time.
I remember that.
You know?
Because even when, to be honest,
mm-hmm.
even when I was working at public health and I would go out to do home visits and I would
mm-hmm.
be passing the Rastafari and the cooking man, and that ital always smells so good. You
yes.
know, but way back when, as you say, the Jamaican culture, we always look down on the Rastafarians because
yeah.
it wasn't until I was in Miami. Marley died when I was in Miami on vacation.
Okay.
And that
okay.
was the first time that I listened to Bob
mm-hmm.
music and realized
mm-hmm.
that Bob was making sense. And if
yeah.
you can remember
yeah.
clearly, Bob got more recognition abroad before he got
True.
A lot in Jamaica. I think his
True.
Real Jamaican recognition came after he died, because
yeah,
that's
true, true,
when
true.
People started respecting and embracing what we
mm-hmm.
have there. People
true,
used to look
true.
On Rastafarians as an outcast.
Mm-hmm. True, true. Because what we're seeing was seen so foreign, but it was
yes.
it was true to nature and it was true to the self. Because
mm-hmm.
look how we come full circle now that everybody is in this health thing and
yes.
eating proper and, you know,
yes.
vegetables and fruits and raw food. And
exactly.
But it was a long time the Rastaman was in the wilderness preaching and speaking these things.
Exactly, exactly.
Yeah.
And I know, especially for you, you were born and raised Catholic, and
mm-hmm.
I know, as I listen to you talk about this new change over, you were
mm-hmm.
honestly, you mentioned about the secret earlier on in our conversation, and
mm-hmm.
I knew where you are now. You were indeed visualizing that from early childhood, because if you weren't, with the Catholic background, and your mom is still Catholic, but
mm-hmm.
she respects
yeah, yeah,
you
true.
Are. And she
true.
Loves and she embraces you, and your father does the very same. They're not saying, oh, you were born and raised Catholic, you went to one of the best private schools in Jamaica and all of that stuff, and now you're going to do that. They
mm-hmm.
are not saying that. They are embracing
mm-hmm.
your vision and your purpose and your calling. And
mm-hmm.
I applaud them for that, because the way we were born and raised in Jamaica and with the stigma
yeah.
that Rastafarians have,
mm-hmm.
you know, it took a lot for them to embrace you.
Mm-hmm. That's true, that's true. And people must always remember too, you know, that the founding Rastafarians, you know, were actually Garveyites.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, Garvey,
mm-hmm.
I'd say, you know how Garveyism was looked down in America.
Oh,
in,
yes.
In, because, as you know, that Elijah Muhammad, Malcolm X, Martin
mm-hmm.
Luther King,
mm-hmm.
all of the black people.
Leaders.
That were
mm-hmm.
Black leaders,
mm-hmm.
I should say, sorry.
Mm-hmm.
Black leaders
That's
were
okay.
inspired
mm-hmm.
by Marcus Garvey.
That's right.
You know,
That's right.
were inspired by Marcus Garvey.
But
so,
that...
First Rastafarians were Garveyites, so must always
mm-hmm.
remember that.
Mm-hmm. But
yeah.
in the earlier... era, people weren't looking at them as that. They were looking at them as thugs and mischief
mm-hmm.
makers and people who want to create violence or that. But they're following their hearts and they were standing for what they believe in. Because
yes,
if you
ma'am.
Don't stand for what you believe, then you're going to fall for anything.
Yes, anything. And it was giving the race self-pride.
Mm-hmm.
Black is beautiful. Black is
mm-hmm.
strong.
That's
you
right.
You must be self-reliant. You don't have to
That's
depend
right.
on other people to do for you what you can do for yourself.
You know, it was just Thanksgiving. It was 2-3 days ago. I went for Thanksgiving dinner at my friend, and her uncle was there. And he's someone who visited visits Jamaica regularly. And,
yeah.
you know, a lot of times we don't take the time to embrace what we have there. He
mm-hmm.
explaining to his brother and his sister-in-law the kind of furniture that he have been noticing that people make with hand. He said, it looks
mm-hmm.
better than a lot of the ones that is in the store here. And he said the only tool I see them with is a little hand.
Mm-hmm.
Hand plane that they push like that. And he said, when you look on that furniture, you would think it's Eaton Allen. And Eaton Allen is one big furniture manufacturer here in America. And I sit back and I say, you're right. Look on those chairs, the dining room chairs that they carve them, you know. Look on the sidewalk. When you when you drive down the North Coast, and people carve the wood into such masterpieces.
Mm-hmm.
We are brilliant there, you know.
Brilliant, and without even getting any formal education or anything.
That's right.
Playing music, just naturally, just doing.
That's right.
Look on Usain Bolt right now. What more can we say? Just natural talent.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Raw talent.
I can tell everybody who is listening this all over the world that you have is what? It's maybe just only about 3 million people in Jamaica, you know? Right?
Mm-hmm.
And I can tell you that majority of the people are like that. They are talented in some way or some form, but because the system is so hard and kind of oppressive, why? Because it's not only to say that is the Jamaican government, is how globalization is controlling the world now. And IMF, and you know that the global crunch right now, the recession and so forth, is crunching us here also. But just because of the things that we have with sports and music, that is the thing that's always keep us going.
Afloat.
Always
that's
keep
right.
us going. And
that's right.
Because we're always inspired every day in Jamaica.
Mm-hmm.
Every day we have some sort of something happening, inspiring us.
Mm-hmm.
And a Jamaican somewhere in the world doing something great. Just like you right now,
mm-hmm.
having your program right here. Because I know how long and hard you have been struggling.
That's
so
right.
That's
our
next
right.
testament of our next Jamaican spirit.
Yes.
You know?
And have to still keep. And I look back, and every day I look back, you know, I wake up every morning and I journal. And the one thing I'm grateful for, I say, God, I'm not where I personally want to be, but as I look back over my life, I'm not where I used to be. You have done so much for me in my lifetime. And one of the things in Jamaica, a lot of us used to experience, and I'm sure people are still experiencing it, there are not too many people who embrace you and say, well, follow your heart. Because we are of the stigma that you got to go to college, you got to become a teacher or a nurse or a policeman or something, or you're in what, quote unquote, a government job.
Yeah.
If you're not doing any of that, you are looked on as if, oh no, please. You really ain't doing anything with your life.
Yeah,
but I'm there now, and it's kind of different because there's a lot of entrepreneurs that are really rising up and doing what they want to do. So
it is
a great thing. It's a great thing.
Yeah, man, it's a global trend, you know.
Yes, yes,
That is basically because, you know, it's the internet, you know.
Mm-hmm. It's not like before when we didn't even have radio. Everybody have their cell phone and the iPod and everything now. Mm-hmm. So I come back there and I kind of yearn for the old Jamaica because I look back and I'm up halfway tree or down Montego Bay or something, and it looks as if I'm in New York still. So some part of me yearned, but then I said, you have to embrace change, Daphne. You cannot.
Sure.
Resist change.
Sure.
You must embrace it.
Go ahead. And then there's still the old Jamaica still here in the rural areas and parts.
Yes,
same way,
yes,
you know? Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. Let us talk about your new single now.
The real Jamaica, Jamaica, Kung Fu.
Real Jamaica,
version.
Jamaica, Kung Fu style. What inspired that single?
All right. What inspired that single? Let me tell you exactly what inspired that single. What is happening in Jamaica right now. And the experience of a particular woman that I knew.
Mm-hmm.
Because at that period in time, she had a child that was sick and was going to Bustamante Hospital. And I was there with her and for her. And that is where I was writing the song.
Mm-hmm.
That is why I was giving in this, I'm not going to jump it, but that is why I was giving the experience in the second verse of a woman you know, being in a go-go club because she came to, she left country. I experienced that not many Jamaicans do, leaving the country, coming to town, looking for work, looking for better living, not finding that, ending up in the go-go club, and then not only end up in the go-go club, but through modern day time now, end up in the sex trade, end up into human trafficking, and going through all of these experiences and being looked down and everything, returning to Jamaica. But at the same time, she's still, what, as we say in Jamaica, we're dead, not dash right.
That's
meaning
right.
That she still has a spirit, she still has a light. But she was, because she was looking better for her child.
Yes.
She was going all over looking better for her child.
Mm-hmm.
And then in the, eventually she just went back to the country in the end because she realized she had to just go back to her root.
Mm-hmm.
So that was the first inspiration for it. And as I started, as you can hear the song, I started speaking about myself first and what's happening in Jamaica a little bit. Having a few quotes from Malcolm X because that is somebody who greatly inspires me also. And then just talking about Jamaica, you know?
And
yes, it's like a story in, it, in itself.
And I have to be honest because I never heard the song until you sent me the press release and everything. And I was anxious because I said, boy, before I send it out, let me play it and make sure I listen to all the lyrics and everything.
Yes.
And I sent it out and I was so excited because I sent it out to my friend and I said, my God, DT is singing about Jamaica, but what he's talking about, it's happening globally. It's happening here. You know, there are many young girls who are living this kind of life and they are deliberately being sold into that. So what you're talking about is, yes, Jamaica is your base and that's where you are, but this is an eye-opener for the entire world. And I shoot it out to my friends, and I don't know if you got the email. I know one of my friend Alicia, she listened to it and she was calling back and she said, you know, oh my God, he's so talented. And oh my God, I saw. So I said, don't tell me, send him an email and tell him. And a few of my my Blog Talk colleagues who have read your show, they emailed me and they said, oh man, your nephew got skills. I said, well, what did you expect? You know,
you've done.
What did you all expect? So let me just happy because I am not very technically talented. I'm still a work in progress, and I didn't know how to upload it to the radio show to play it. Plus, we are only on for an hour. So I want to tell people where they can hear the song. They can go to myspace.com/the-migh-ty-gin. G-I-N-S-U-E. Again, my...
No, not E. No E and N. That's U.
U, Jinsu. S-U.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah.
So again, the MySpace is The Mighty Jinsu, and it's G-I-N-S-U, and it's backwards slash, and then you can hear his music there. And his email, for those who want to email him and, you know, talk to him and just tell him what you think after you listen to the song, you can go to Royal African Soldiers, that is ROYALAFRICANSOLDERS @gmail.com. And, don't be impatient, don't hear right away, but you will hear because his mailbox gets very full and sometimes he take a little while before he gets to them. So be patient, he'll get back in touch with you whenever he gets your email. So, you know, everybody needs encouragement. So let him know what you think about his song. So when can we look forward to maybe an album?
You know, soon, you know. soon, right. Because we're working on it right now. Because just to tell the truth, you know what's happening right now, I'm also part of a member of a group, a founding member of a group called Royal African Soldiers.
Ah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And at this point in time, we're also on radio ourselves. Not really on radio, but one of our members
mm-hmm.
is a disc jockey on a station. He has two programs.
Nice.
Right? And we also have a cable station that we're acquiring very soon.
Good.
And because we're forming our company, Royal African Soldiers Company,
mm-hmm.
or Royal African Soldiers Limited, a corporation, you know, any
good.
One of those.
Good.
Because we also have an alternate spelling to that Royal, where we spell it R-A-W-Y-A-L.
Okay.
With the African with a K and the soldiers spelled like S-O-U-L-J-A-H-S, you know.
All
so
right.
You can also check out the Royal African Soldiers Facebook and the Mighty Jinsu Facebook also to also
okay.
keep up with what we're doing.
Spell it again for me. R-A-Y-A-L.
R-A-W.
Okay. R-A-W.
Y-A-L.
Y-A-L.
A-F.
A-F.
R-I-K-A-N.
R-K-A-L.
K-A-N.
K-A-N. African. Okay.
S-O-U-L.
S-O-U-L.
J-A-H.
J-A-H. S? Yeah. Soldiers.
Yeah.
Okay, so
yeah.
I'll find that on Facebook, and then I'll connect up with that, and then when people go on my Facebook page, they will see that. So, you know you have a platform here to come back, and seeing that you guys are so technically savvy, somebody will be able to tell me how to upload the music
mm-hmm.
for the listeners to hear it. And I want to remind people who are listening, if you want to call in, number to call is 646-915-8166. If you have a question or a remark for the Mighty Jinsu. So, and if you're in the chat room and you want to say something to him, please type it and I will read it. Again, I thank you for coming on this Saturday morning. You are listening to the Queen of the Empowered Soul, and I'm in conversation with the Mighty Jinsu out of Jamaica, West Indies. Okay, let's talk about your poetry.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any outside with you now?
Yeah, man. It's all in my head. All in
okay.
my spirit and all
right.
in my soul.
All right now. All right. So, let's do one of your poetry, and after
all
you
right.
do one, you tell we'll go on from there.
All right, here is another one, Daphne. Can you see right you know, in Jamaica, one of the things I know as you know is doing
mm-hmm.
a lot of controversial poetry, some serious, hard hitting things.
Uh huh.
You see, so if you want to hear something political, you know, I will say something political.
Yeah, well, give us one. We have
all
31
right.
minutes. You can give us something political, and then if you want to do something else
all
after
right.
that, that's fine.
Just to make people know who Jinsu is and the type of things he represents. So
yes.
listen to this. Let's overthrow all corrupt governments. Get the guillotine, behead the presidents that are impediments to developments in the community and in the residents. And some love talk about their accomplishments that with my own eyes I see no evidence. I use my intuition, I use my common sense. I'm a hardened soldier with experience. I'm a raging bullet who will meet no offense. I'm the Amazon jungle so thick and so dense. And getting to my mind to know from where come hence the words that I use to make this sentence from. Which deep well do I get the confidence to fight this war no matter the consequence? Because they want to establish their new world order, a one world government and a one world border. Get your microchip or get your number in a hypnotic dream or a late night slumber and use the media to spread propaganda on Nicaragua or on Rwanda. Destroy your name with the dirtiest slander, like in Panama and General Noriega. Thousands killed, somebody's buried in Colombia, and not even for one night did Reagan have insomnia. Assassinated Maurice Bishop in Grenada. say he's a prime minister and a threat to America. NSA, CIA have a new agenda. Mix up like blender, return to the sender. Was it Al-Qaeda who really destroyed the center of world trade in the European diaspora? Stock markets falling, causing euphoria. Is this recession linked to the repression? Is this recession linked to the oppression? Our foreign policies that cause third world depression. And in our leaders, we see no directions. Yes, the same ones who won the elections that they say are the people's elections can't get to them so easy because they have protection. Yes, that was just a little piece.
That is deep, and I don't even have to go to ask what inspired that, because it's clear. We understand that that poetry was about the corrupt government, and not only in America. As we listened, you went across the globe.
Mm-hmm.
Went across the globe.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever heard about Kurt Nugent?
Kurt Nugent. That name sounds familiar to me.
Kurt went to Calabar, and he lives here in the U.S., and he's also a poet.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'll have to connect you both together. He lives in Florida now.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, but he's on my Facebook thing, too.
Yes, yes.
So yes. I listened to you, and he came to my mind right away. Right away. Have you yet compiled your poetry? Are they in print?
Yeah, they're in print, and they're also on CD also.
Okay. So if people want to purchase the CD, is there a website they go to?
All right, they can to purchase the CDs now, to tell the truth, there are some underground CDs, you know.
Okay.
But what they can do, they can go on the same Royal African Soldiers Facebook, and they can go on the MySpace, and they can download music if they want.
Okay. All right.
And with contacting me personally, they can get copies of these things.
Okay, all right. So yes. You and I will work it out, and then I will figure out how people can get it, maybe from my website or something and all of that.
Mm-hmm.
And we will work that out, because this information is eye-opener for everybody. It doesn't matter your ethnicity or your culture. We are all being oppressed by the things you are talking about. And, you know, it's a good thing that the young people who are growing up now have role models like you who say to themselves, it is okay to stand for what I believe in and don't fall into everything else that is happening around me.
No, too many bad influences around.
Yes.
Too many bad influences.
Yes.
Right,
yes.
And that is the problem, not only in Jamaica and America, that is everywhere, because negativity and evil is far more attractive.
Oh, yeah.
You know, they might tell you candies is sweet, but candies are bad for your teeth.
That's
you
right.
know?
Exactly.
You know, just to put it like
I like that.
That.
I like that. I love that one, because it's true. It's sweet, and because it's sweet, you keep hearing, and next thing you know, you're more full of cavity. You know?
Full of cavity, you know?
Yep.
So it's just like that. It's just like that. It's tasty. It's alluring.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's desirous.
And it
makes
it easier. Mm-hmm.
Yes. And everything's accessible, you know, because of the internet now. Your kids and everyone can be unsupervised.
Oh,
and they can link up on the internet and network where you can't link them. They can go anywhere they want to go.
Anywhere.
And they congregate and, you know, and they do. Because we're all young, you know, and we know the thing, you know.
That's
but
right.
it was the focus and the direction that we had.
Mm-hmm.
And because the things in the media and the things in society getting even stronger over the youth, it's like it break down their willpower to really fight against these influences. We had the ability to overcome. But many of the youth today don't have the ability, and that is why it's important for us to still strengthen them and be there, because I'm a young man, same way.
That's right.
So, be there.
Is your goal to do some concerts overseas in the future?
Somewhat.
Concert.
Definitely. Very, very soon. We'll be there in 2010. Definitely.
All right. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So you all know, you all got to let me know, and let me let the people know.
Yes.
Because
definitely.
this word need to be spread. We have 25 minutes remaining in the episode, And
time is flying.
Huh?
Time is flying.
Yeah, time just go by. You wonder, where did the time go? A lot of times I tell people, oh, they say, how long is the conversation? And I say, an hour. They say, an hour. I say, trust me, the time is going to finish and you still have more stuff you want to talk about. So time really go by quickly. Now, you can, if you want to talk about some of the songs that's going to be on the album, we can do that. And we can also do some more poetry.
So you say you want me to touch some poetry?
Yes, please.
All right, I will touch some poetry. This one is to all the youths and all the imaginative. And we're all still youths, you know, because no matter how old you are, you still have to keep your mind youthful and keep it imaginative.
But keep feeding knowledge.
Right. All the while. All that you see was created by your mind, your beautiful mind. All that you see was created by this mind, this great mind. In my mind I hear ancient calls, written in stones and pyramid walls, extraterrestrials walking through the halls, reading manuscripts from the bookstalls. And sometimes we kick back and just meditate, or we fold our legs and just levitate deep down into a mental state. Extraordinary things your mind will create. Call it a phenomenon or call it fate. Call it intuition or call it innate. Powers that you can't even comprehend. Powers with no beginning or no end. Telepathically this message I send to the uncut diamonds we call children. All that you see was created by your mind. By your mind, your beautiful mind. All that you see was created by this mind. By this mind. This great mind. It is one of a kind. So
beautiful.
Let it shine like a diamond in a mine.
Beautiful. And isn't it, you know, we go back to we're talking about the secret and to visualize. We can do
anything
that we set our mind to. Anything.
All it takes is time.
And believe in yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, even when other people give up on you, you don't dare give up on yourself.
Never give up.
Love yourself and cherish yourself. Love yourself and cherish yourself. Mighty Jinxu, where do you do all your poetry? I have to give people a kind of background of where you live.
We
live up on the mountain, way up on the top. And when you sit there, because like now you say you're under that pear tree, and I know you're looking right down on the plains.
Right.
Out there.
Give the people a little experience.
Yeah.
I'm living up on Manning's Hill right now. This is in St. Andrew, looking over Kingston, because in Jamaica, St. Andrew and Kingston is like one parish. Right? So I'm in St. Andrew, up in the hill, in the mountain region, and I'm looking down, and all I can see is just a whole of plain of Kingston. Looking down on it, and I can see the Blue Mountains, and I can see Beverly Hills, because of Beverly Hills in Jamaica, you know. I can see the John Crow Mountains, you know, I can see the airport, I can see St. Catherine. It's beautiful, and right now, I can hear chickens in the background right now where I am, and at the same time, there are cars passing in front of me.
Yes,
at the same time, on the inside, there's the internet there up, and beside my dogs right here, they're sleeping. So it's just nature mixed up with, it's just everything. It's just a beautiful life.
So when you do a lot of your poetry, you do them at home, you write from home up there, because I wanted to give people a visual picture of where you are. And I know for me, like when I'm writing, I get inspired by the water, because I live in a lake community.
Mm-hmm.
And I go down by the lake, Wood Lake, and I sit there and it's like, oh my heavens. I look out on the water and it's like I open my faucet because my creativity just starts flowing.
That's beautiful.
You know, I know for some people, trees. The other day, I was like really in a little slump, and I grabbed my blanket and I grabbed my tape recorder, and I went up to, it's a mountain, but it's not way as beautiful as where you live. And I went there, and I was able to record 4 30-minute CDs before I left there. And it's amazing. So I'm sharing this to tell people, find out what triggers your creativity.
Yes.
It is important.
It's very
because
important.
Each of us, we are stimulated by something different. So when everything around you get dull, just find what is it. Is it flowers? Is it water? Is it music? What does it for you? And just harness that.
True. That's true. Very much so. And I'm very, you see, because I'm a marchman too, you know. I love water. I love going by the river. Oh, God. I don't know, rivers in Jamaica, beautiful and nice.
Oh, I remember
river.
As a child growing up, we used to be catching crayfish in the river from up that rock.
Yeah.
Ain't no life like Jamaica. I'm telling you.
Beautiful.
Well, let's talk about the new album that's going to be coming soon. Do you want to talk about some of the songs on that?
All right. It's called The Real Jamaica Kung Fu Version.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, because it's coming out on a mixed album, called mixtape, as they know it in everywhere still, called The Secret Daggers. And I'll be having other tracks on it called Detainee. That's another controversial track, because Detainee is speaking about the prisoners in Guantanamo Bay. And as you know, Barack Obama has said that he'll be closing down Guantanamo Bay. And this is a piece I've had from a long time also. There's a next one on it called Revolution. But not the revolution you just heard. It's called The Revolutionary. You know, it's speaking about revolutionary things, you know. And there's a next track on it speaking about just, it's called Hail Abbott. Not Hail Abbott, it's called The Quest. And it's speaking about the African experience, us coming from Africa and the different tribes and so forth. So,
wonderful. It's
a wide ranging thing, and remember, as not my partner in crime, I shouldn't say partner in crime, but partner in righteousness, Neto. He's also Royal African Soldiers also, and we'll be having some combinations, guys. Both of us working together. There's originally three of us in the group. That is me, Neto, and Takura. But Takura is basically taking the battle on his own.
You have to follow your heart when you are inspirationally directed. You have to do what you have to do without any hard feelings, you know.
No, and he's a Royal African Soldier, same way, because we're all fighting for the same goal. Because his main focus is farming and food security. Food.
That's
his main thing.
So organic farms, and you know, I tell people all the time and say, man, look how much I pay for organic food here. And when I was growing up, we go outside and we just harvest it. And people don't, because there's a lot of people who have, they don't know what a vegetable or a fruit looks like other than on the food stalls. They don't, never seen it on the tree. And a lot of times we don't realize how privileged we are, you know, growing up in the country, in the West Indies, and we don't have material stuff, but we have the love of family, and we have what we categorize here as the organic food, and we go out and we pick it and everything, and it does so much for our bodies, you know. Well, when the album is ready, I guess you and the group has to be back here.
Yeah, man, definitely, man.
And
definitely.
You know, let's talk about it. So we have 5 minutes remaining here, and before we do your closing thoughts, I want to remind the people that they can go to the myspace.com/themightyjinsu. G-I-N-S-U. And his email is royalafricansoldiers@gmail.com. And then you can look for the group with the Royal, which is spelled R-A-W-Y-A-L, A-F-R-I-K-A, no, A-F-R-I-K-N, S-O-U-L-J-A-H-S, and they are on Facebook. So look them up on Facebook and link up with them and encourage them, because people need encouragement. You hear a little of what he does here. He mentioned about the different sex trade and the derogatory that's been done to our women. You heard his poetry on empowering our children to take care of their minds, because a mind is a terrible thing to waste, and there are too many wasted ones out there. So we are excited that there's somebody who believes in our children enough to empower them to maintain their minds.
Yes, definitely.
So, go ahead.
Oh, it doesn't make like a quick piece of the real Jamaica before we leave.
Yes. No, we have 13 minutes, so you can do that, and then we'll just summarize our conversation.
Okay. So you ready for it?
Yes.
All right. Jamaica, this is where I grew. Jamaica, this is what I know. Land of the green lizard and the jonquil, under the flat bridge the Rio Cobre flow. Jamaica, this is where I grow. Jamaica, this is what I know. Jamaica, you reap where you sow. You oppress the people, you get overthrown. Who am I? I'm not Scorpio and I'm not Gemini. My name is Jinsu and I make stars fly. Then I get in close and I pluck out your eye. With the eagle claw, that is what we do despise. You see too much and tell too much lies. When I confront you, you start to deny. Start to act shy. Cuff you two time like a, you start cry. You never study self-reliance, all you want to blind. You never make an effort, you never want to try. But just like Neto said, it's rise or die. It's freedom for all of it's freedom for none. The ballot or the bullet, the vote or the gun. It can't be just privileges for some. Where will the poor and defenseless run? Molotov cocktails, tenement bun. Political drug wars can never done. Like in Brazil, Rio de Janeiro, police killing bombs, and the sound of samba drums, glue sniffing kids feeding the bread crumbs. Crack smoke full the lungs, ladies of the night satisfying wagging tongues, a world full of killers, a world full of scum. Where is the fun promised under the sun? Jamaica, this is where I grow. Jamaica, this is what I know. Land of the green lizard and the jonquil, under the flat bridge the Rio Cobre flow. Jamaica, this is where I grow. Jamaica, this is what I know. Land of the green lizard and the jonquil, you oppress the people, you get overthrown. So that's just the first verse.
Ooh, all right. I was dancing in my chair. All right. We have 11 minutes, and if you are just joining us by chance, you are listening, or you were just listening to the Mighty Jinsu out of Jamaica, West Indies, and he just did a rendition of his newly released single, Jamaica Kung Fu Style. And you can listen to that on myspace.com/ The Mighty Jinsu, G-I-N-S-U. So we have 10 minutes remaining.
Sure.
For that young person, or even some grown-ups who will be listening to this this segment, and they're sitting down struggling. They don't know where to begin. If you would give them words of encouragement, what would you tell them, Jingsu?
I would tell them a statement from Marcus Mazzia Garvey.
Mm-hmm.
Without confidence, you're twice defeated in the race of life, but with confidence, you have won before you have even started. So that is where it begins, with self-confidence. And from self-confidence, you move to self-reliance.
Mm-hmm.
Because self-reliance, as they say, is the highest science.
Mm-hmm.
So when you know how to do for yourself and think for yourself and
mm-hmm.
build your own self-confidence and self-esteem, then no one can overcome you. Because if you don't believe in yourself, who you expect to believe in you?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And you have to do for yourself. Okay, you can't expect others to do for you what you should do for yourself.
That's
so
right.
It's all starting with confidence. And that's where it begins. Because even with confidence, even if I don't have no money in my pocket, I still can walk out there and feel proud and can mix with any other greats out there. Because
right.
I have confidence. And with confidence, why I seek knowledge? Because I love knowledge. Because I realize all of these great, esteemed people, when they speak, it's knowledge that they have.
That's right.
And with knowledge, that is how I can get my riches
and
gain my wealth on earth.
That's right. You know, somebody, one of my Facebook friends, this man out in California sent me something yesterday. They say it was a Chinese proverb. And one of the thing on it, as you did the slide, it was telling you the different things that money can do. And the one that impacted me, they say money can buy a book, but not knowledge.
Whoa.
And that is
deep,
that
deep.
Is so deep.
That's
that
deep.
Is so deep.
Deep,
and
deep.
And it's a shame how many adult people don't pick up a book and read. They don't even have
deep,
a library
deep.
Card where they can go to the library and use the book for free. I take it back. I said, I read that and I reread it and I reread it. And I said, Andre, I just said, Andre, thanks. He wasn't hearing, but I said it out loud. Thank you for sending this to me. Because it's true. You are never too old to acquire whatever knowledge it is that you want in life. And don't you ever give up on yourself. So, 8 minutes to go. You have 5, and then I use 3 minutes for the closing song. Now we're down to 7. You still have 5.
Yes.
How do you want the people to remember you this morning? When they're going to tell their friend about listening to your conversation, what would you like them to remember you by?
Remember me by someone who saw a vision for his people. And that vision is that for all of us to be free, and for all of us to be free, we have to have knowledge, wisdom, and understanding.
Mm-hmm.
That we can have justice and equality. That we can have food, clothes, and shelter, and love, peace, and happiness.
Mm-hmm.
So, my legacy, because it's just like one time one of my inspirators said, Malcolm X, when he said that he has forgotten about the old people now. But he's mainly focusing on the youth.
Mm-hmm.
One of my main focus is the youth.
Mm-hmm.
Because that is where the future is. And that is where
right.
the change is.
That's
so
right.
I'm here for all the youth. And I'm here to free the mind.
That's
you
right.
know. And that's what that's the legacy I want to leave behind. That people say, mm-hmm. That he tried.
Mm-hmm.
He tried to free the minds.
That's
he tried
right.
to free the minds. He tried to bring hope that's and inspiration. You know.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the legacy that I'm going to leave behind. Because no matter how much you do, people will say that you have not accomplished.
Oh.
No,
but you know something? When we invest in human beings, human capital, that dividend never falls. It is always rising.
True.
And I'm so proud to hear you say that your legacy is to invest in the youth that are the future adults.
Definitely.
Because we need that. Well,
Definitely.
You know, I want you to know that you have a platform here. You are in my prayers and my thoughts daily. Because our young people need role models to follow by. And to know that it is okay to follow their hearts and follow their dreams and embrace their uniqueness.
Yes,
because too many people trade three quarters of who they are just to be like somebody else. And why do you want to be that when we are so unique in ourselves?
Yes. We must always remember the African proverb that it takes a community to raise a child.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Whole community has the interest in that child.
Mm-hmm.
Because that child is going to represent not only his family and the community, but the nation.
The nation.
The nation.
Right.
And that is where we're going. And then when we reach the pinnacle of the nation now, we are going to see the problems of people all over the world, and then we seek to help them also.
Mm-hmm.
So if I can't help myself, how am I going to help you?
That's right.
Get with the community and with the child. The community and each one of us having an interest in our children.
Because it is from the overflow knowledge that you have acquired over the years that you have now set yourself in a position to create the legacies in the young people. Because you didn't just get up now and say you're doing it. You've been doing that from you're a child, acquiring knowledge. And now you're saying, I can pass it on in a legacy.
Just like that.
Okay, one last word. We have 4 minutes. So one last word.
One last word. Well, last words, actually, that's the first word because, you know, I want to say love to all of my family.
Yes.
You know, love to all of my brothers, all of my sisters, Andra,
yes.
Cheryl, Dave, Wayne.
Yeah.
You know, I want to say hello to Carla. You know, I want to big up Royal African Soldiers, Neto. Big
and
up Yvonne. Yeah, man. I mean, Andrea, I want to big up Andrea, Wayne in Canada, dear. You know. Andrea, love here. I'm big up my two little ones for me. My two little, my prince and my queen.
Yeah.
And just love to everybody. Just love to everybody. All of the fans who followed Jinsu for a long time.
Yes.
All African soldiers, everybody in Jamaica, everybody all over the world. I want to and thank the Most High, the Creator who created us all in this beautiful environment and that all of us could be here. Thank you for life. Thank you for health. Thank you for strength. And love to everyone out there, you know, because love is for everyone, because there's a light in everyone, you know. It might be a little dim sometimes, but there's light in everyone.
Yes, if we look long enough, we're going to see the flame that is there. We'll see the glow, so we'll keep looking. Well, it was a pleasure spending this time with you, the mighty Jing Su, affectionately known as DT. I love you, my nephew, and give my love to everybody at home, Givante, your mom, your dad, Auntie Edith, everybody. Just tell everybody that I love them, and I'm looking forward to seeing them soon.
Keep soaring,
and keep following your heart.
All right, we'll do.
Yes, and this is the Queen of the Empowered Soul saying, so long you heard the affirmation from the mighty Jing Su, not to waste your mind. Keep following your dreams. Remember, you were all created for a destiny. Don't let anyone tell you otherwise.
What's the plan that you have for me? The place you've called me to be. Some people call it destiny. Will you let me know? What's the plight that you've called me to? The thing I'm set aside to do. I trust you, Lord, to see me through. Will you let me look in your heart? Yeah.
you to grab it in your spirit and say this. Thank you for showing me and directing me. Hallelujah. To my destiny. I dare you to declare it. Tell the Lord thank you for showing me. Hallelujah. And directing me. Speak to it. My destiny. Come on, you declare it to the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I speak purpose tonight. Hallelujah. You will open that business and direct it. Hallelujah. To my destiny. I know what I'm here for. Tell the Lord, thank you. Hallelujah. For every trial that came with this place. Hallelujah. For every struggle that came with this place. I'm mighty grateful. I said I'm mighty grateful. See the breaking of day. It's destiny. That I know what I know, what I know, what I'm here for. Yeah. Oh, for showing me to the Lord tonight and directing me. Hallelujah. To my destiny. He's a strong God. You may not be able to touch it right now. Begin to thank Him. Begin to praise Him. Begin to thank Him. Begin to praise Him. Begin to thank Him. Begin to praise Him. Hallelujah. Can you see it? Can you feel it? Everybody, you're going into a new dimension tonight. You'll never ever see it again the same way. You'll never ever touch it again the same way. You've been called with a great call. It's a monumental call. You've been called to change nations and generations. Come on and praise your God.